الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، looking to the days that we are in and the widespread innovations and falsehood that is occurring in these days specifically, we will go away from our normal readings, بإذن الله تعالى كشف الشبهات, to read a maqala by our Shaykh, Shaykh Abd al-Muhsin ibn Hamid al-Ibad al-Badr, حفظه الله تعالى, with regards to this affair. And this article has been posted in his website, حفظه الله تعالى, and is available for the brothers and sisters on the Masjid Telegram channel, so they can follow along. It is brief and not long, but it is concise and beneficial. And the Shaykh, he wrote this treatise in the year 1436, about 9 years ago. So we read the benefit that our Shaykh he had mentioned. حفظه الله تعالى. He begins, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أعظم نعمة أنعم الله بها على الثقلين الجن والإنس في آخر الزمان أن بعث فيهم رسوله الكريم محمدا عليه أفضل الصلاة وتم التسليم لهدايتهم إلى الصراط المستقيم وإخراجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. So after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the prayers and peace and blessing upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that indeed the greatest blessing that Allah has bestowed upon mankind, upon the thaqalain, the jinn, and the ins, that Allah has bestowed upon mankind, الثقلين, jinn and the ins, in the end of times, is that He has sent to them His noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to guide them to the straight path and to bring them out from the darknesses into light. فَدَلَّ أُمَّتَهُ عَلَى كُلِّ خَيْرٍ وَحَذَّرَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he led his ummah, he led his nation to every good, and he warned them from every evil. وَقَدْ اتَّصَفَتْ شَرِيعَتُهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِثَلَاثِ صِفَاتِ. And his legislation, the legislation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is described with three characteristics, three main characteristics. الشمول والبقاء والكمال. الشمول والبقاء والكمال. الشمول meaning it's encompassing. البقاء meaning it's remaining. الكمال meaning it is complete. These are the three attributes he's mentioning of the legislation of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the legislation of Allah azza wa jal. That it is encompassing and it is remaining, everlasting, and it is complete and perfect. فهي عامة للثقلين الجن والإنس وباقية إلى أن يرث الله الأرض ومن عليها وكاملة لا نقص فيها. So therefore it is an encompassing and general legislation and for all of mankind, the jinn and the ins, and it is remaining eternally until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits the earth and that which is upon it, any meaning until the day of judgment comes. And likewise, it is complete and perfect, and there is no deficiency in this legislation whatsoever. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدَ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah the Most High, He says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. On this day I have completed for you your religion, and I have perfected my favor upon you, and I am pleased with that Islam as your deen, as your religion and way of life. He says, حفظه الله تعالى وقد ترك عليه الصلاة والسلام أمته على بيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. And indeed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has left his ummah, he has left his nation upon clear path. Its night is as its day. Its night is as its day, meaning in clarity. It's very clear, the path that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left his ummah upon. And no one deviates from that path except he is from those who will be destroyed and lost. قال الإمام مالك رحمه الله تعالى كما في الاعتصام للشاطبي. And Imam Malik, he mentioned رحمه تعالى, just as is transmitted in the book Al-I'tisam by الشاطبي رحمه الله. من ابتدع في الإسلام بدعة يراها حسنة فقد زعم أن محمدا خان الرسالة. That whoever innovates in Al-Islam, a religion, and he believes it to be good, then indeed he is claiming that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has betrayed the message. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ. Because Allah, he says, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. On this day I have completed for you your deen. فَمَا لَمْ يَكُنْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دِينًا فَلَا يَكُونُ الْيَوْمَ دِينًا. So whatever was not deen, not religion on that day, it will never be deen today. This is the statement of Al-Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala. وَلَا يُقَالُ إِنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بِدْعَةً حَسَنًا. وَلَا يُقَالُ إِنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ بِدْعَةً حَسَنًا. And it should never be said, in Islam there is a good innovation. لِقَوْلِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Using as the evidence the statement of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنًا فَلَهُ أَجُرُهَا وَأَجُرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا بَعْدَهُ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. وَمَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً سَيِّئَةً كَانَ عَلَيْهِ وَزْرُهَا وَوِزْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. He says, رواه مسلم. There is no good innovation in Islam. And somebody cannot use this narration here inappropriately, trying to establish that. This is what the Shaykh is referring to, Hafidhullah. And the narration is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever sets a good way and at Islam, then he would have the reward of that and the reward of those who work by way of that after him. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. So therefore, he will have the reward of that and the reward of the one who worked by way of that after him without decreasing their reward whatsoever. And whoever sets in at Islam a bad sunnah, then he will bear the sin of that and the sin of those who work by way of that after him without decreasing from their sins whatsoever. And the Shaykh is making a point that some people, they try to use this narration as an evidence. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man sanna fil Islami sunnatan hasana," that whoever initiates a good sunnah in al-Islam, فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا, then he will have the reward of that. وَأَجْرُ مَنْ أَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ, and likewise the reward of those who apply that after him, and until the end of the narration. So some of the people, they misunderstood this affair. So the point is to clarify now. The Shaykh, he says, لِأَنَّ الْمُرَادَ بِهِ السَّبْقُ إِلَى فِعْلِ الْخَيْرِ وَالْاَكْتِدَاءُ بِذَلِكَ السَّابِقِ كَمَا هُوَ وَاضِحٌ مِنْ سَبَبِ الْحَدِيثِ الْمَذْكُورِ فِي صَحِيحِ مُسْلِمٍ قَبَلَ إِرَادِ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ. Because what is intended from this narration is to hasten and to be first, and to precede others in doing good, and likewise to leave an example and a role model and to follow those who have proceeded in doing good. And this is just as has been clarified from the reason of the narration, which is in Sahih Muslim, before this actual hadith. Before this actual hadith, وَحَصِيرُهُ أَنَّ جَمَاعَةً مِّن مُضَرْ قَادِمُ الْمَدِينَةَ يَظْهَرُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْفَقْرُ وَالْفَاقَةُ فَحَثَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى الصَّدَقَةِ فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ بِصُرَّةٍ كَادَتْ يَدُهُ تَعْجِزُ عَنْ هَمْلِهَا فَتَتَابَعَ النَّاسُ بَعْدُهُ عَلَى الصَّدَقَةِ فَعِندَ ذَلِكَ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً الْحَدِيثُ. Al-Hadith. And in summarization, that which occurred in that narration, that which occurred, and he has the reason for this narration and how it had to come in Sahih Muslim, is that a group of people from the tribe of Mudar, they had come to Al-Madinah. They had arrived to Al-Madinah, and it was clearly seen on them that they were destitute in great poverty. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged the people to give charity, and to give charity to these newcomers who are coming from this journey, and it's clear that they are in great poverty and in hardship. So a man, he came from the Ansar, and he had a bag of money that his hand is almost not able to carry, and he had a great amount of wealth. He came with a great amount of wealth. He's almost not able to carry it because of how how large it is. So whenever the people, they seen this man giving a charity in this great manner, then the people after that, they followed him in giving charity. So then the Shaykh, he says, at this time, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he said that narration, مَنْ سَنَّ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ سُنَّةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ أَمِلَ بِهَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُصَ مِنْ أُجُورِهِمْ شَيْءٌ. So this is whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now at this time from this event, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever initiates a good sunnah in al-Islam, then he will have the reward of that and the reward of those who work by way of that after him, without decreasing their reward whatsoever. So here this man, he is not introducing an innovation or doing something new, rather he is preceding the people and performing a legislated and lawful act. And therefore after that, the people are following him in that. So some of the people of falsehood, they have a misinterpretation and misunderstanding with regards to this, and they try to use this as an evidence for them to say that there are good innovations, and this is falsehood and not correct. And this is clear in understanding the entire narration, وَسَبَبْ أُرُودِ الْحَدِيثِ, and the reason for the coming of this narration. The reason why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, it's not because somebody introduced something new that was unknown in al-Islam, but rather it was because somebody hastened and was first to perform a righteous action that is legislated, and others followed him behind that. So this is an encouragement to hasten to do good deeds and to be a leader in that, to have that reward first and foremost, and likewise the reward of those who follow along in that goodness after. This is the intent from the narration. وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدِ. Now the Shaykh, he says, وَقَدْ أُحْدِثَ فِي الْقَرْنِ الرَّابِ الْهِجْرِ الْإِحْتِفَالُ بِمَوْلِدِ الرَّسُولِ الْكَرِيمِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَبِمَوَالِ الْأُخْرَى أَحْدَثَهَا الرَّافِضَةُ الْعُبَيْدِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ الْفَاطِمِيِّينَ. So the Shaykh, he says now that in the fourth generation, in the fourth century after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the celebration of the birthday of the noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an innovation that was introduced in the fourth century after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And along with that, there were a number of other birthdays introduced likewise. So the first time that the issue of the birthday and the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned is in the fourth generation. Yani after 300 years had passed entirely. It was not mentioned before that. And it was not introduced alone. Likewise, rather, it was introduced along with other birthdays as well. He says, أَحْدَثَهَا الرَّافِضَةَ الْعُبَيْدِيُونَ الَّذِينَ يُقَالُ لَهُمْ الْفَاطِمِيِّينَ. Those who introduced this innovation, they are الرَّافِضَةَ, yani the filthy Shia, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, the specific ones called the الْعُبَيْدِيُونَ. The Ubaydiyun, which is mentioned about them that they're Fatimiyin. And the original one from them, it's mentioned in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah by Ibn Kathir that he was a Yahudi and he was in Al-Maghrib. And then he took on the name Ubaydillah that he falsely ascribed to the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he falsely ascribed to the lineage of Fatima radiallahu anha. And then the people started to follow him, and eventually he gained authority, and then he started this empire. And eventually he had a great authority, and then he moved from Maghrib to Misr, to Egypt, and he ruled there for almost 250 years, and him and his followers, or his family, him and his family, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, eventually it was finished, but they were Rafidah. A number of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that whenever they came, the أَظْهَرُ الرَّفْضَ وَأَبْطَنُ الْكُفْرَ الْمَحْضَ. This has been mentioned from Al-Baqillani, and likewise from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, that whenever they had authority, they displayed that they were from the Shia. And they displayed they were from the Rafidha. But in reality, they were upon pure disbelief. But in reality, they're upon pure disbelief. Yani the people of knowledge, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah specifically, rahimahullah, he mentioned that the Rafidah, they're the worst of those who ascribe to al-Islam. They're the worst of those who ascribe to al-Islam. Even they're worse than the Jews and the Christians, waliyadhu billah. Waliyadhu billah. What is mentioned about these people is that they claim to be them. They were not even really from them. They were worse than them in reality. They're really considering pure disbelief. They're really considering pure disbelief. So these are those people who first initiated this innovation. He says here, يُقَارُ لَهُمْ الْفَاطِمِينَ. It's said about them that they're فَاطِمِينَ. Any meaning an ascription to Fatima radiallahu anha, but that is false. So their empire was known as Ad-Dawla al-Fatimiyya, al-Ubaydiyya, and the likes like this, but this is a false ascription. They used that falsely to have authority and to mislead the people. So he says, وَبَدَأَ حُكْمُهُمْ لِمِصْرَ فِي الْقَانِ الرَّابِعِ. And their rule over Egypt, it began in the fourth generation. فقد ذكر تقي الدين أحمد بن علي المقريزي في كتابه المواعظ والاعتبار بذكر القطط والآثار أنه كان للفاطميين في طول السنة أعياد ومواسم فذكرها وهي كثيرة جدا. So it's been mentioned that تقي الدين أحمد بن علي المقريزي, he mentioned in his book المواعظ والاعتبار بذكر القطط والآثار that the Fatimiyin, throughout the year, they had a number of different seasons and celebrations. فَذَكَرَهَا وَهِيَ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدًّا. And he mentioned them in this book, and there are many. وَمِنْهَا مَوْلِدْ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَمَوْلِدْ عَلِي وَفَاطِمَ وَالْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَمَوْلِدُ الْخَلِيفَ الْحَاضِرِ. And from them is the celebration of the birthday of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the celebration of the birthday of Ali and Fatima and Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhum, and along with that the celebration of the present ruler of the day, yani from their people. وقد قال ابن كثير في البداية والنهاية في حوادث سنة 67 و500 وهي السنة التي انتهت فيها دولتهم بموت آخره من عاضد. And Ibn Kathir, he mentioned in his book Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah, in the events that occurred in the year 567, and that is the year whenever their kingdom and authority was finished and came to an end with the death of the last of them. His name is Al-Adid. قَالَ ظَهَرَتْ فِي دَوْلَتِهِمَ الْبِدَعُ وَالْمُنْكَرَاتُ وَكَثُرَ أَهْلُ الْفَسَادِ وَقَلَّ عِنْدَهُمَ الصَّالِحُونَ مِنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ وَالْعُبَادِ. That in their authority and their reign, there appeared great innovation and much evils, and the people of corruption, they were many, and the people of righteousness and the people of knowledge and devout worshippers, they were few. وذكر ابن كثير قبل ذلك بقليل أن صلاح الدين قطع الأذان بحي على خير العمل من مصر كلها. And Ibn Kathir, he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى before this, and in the same work, just briefly before this, that Salah ad-Din, he is the one who had cut off the adhan, and from the part where they're saying Hayya ala khayr al-amal, which is an innovation that was introduced, an innovation that was introduced into the adhan, in the place to say Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah, they introduced to say Hayya ala khayr al-amal, Hayya ala khayr al-amal, like this, and it's mentioning here that he is the one who sees that, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. So the point is here to clarify who is the one who originated this. Who is the Salaf with regards to this? Who are the people following with regards to this? They're following these people. These people who falsely ascribe to Fatima radiallahu anha, and who are themselves from the worst of the believers, and that which they had hidden in their hearts is even more severe and more lowly. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is those who first initiated the issue of the birthday celebration for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمَحَبَّةُ الرَّسُولِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَجِبُ أَنْ تَكُونَ فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ أَعْظَمَ مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِ لِوَالِدَيْهِ وَوَلِدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And the love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is an obligation that it should be in the heart of every believer, greater than his love for his parents and his child and all of mankind. كَمَا قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, just as he has said, صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That not one of you truly believes until I am more beloved to him than his parent and his child and all of mankind. رواه البخاري ومسلم. And then he says, حفظه الله بل يجب أن تكون أعظم من محبته لنفسه. Rather, it's an obligation that the love for the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in the heart of every believer will be greater than his own love for his own soul. كما ثبت ذلك في حديث عمر رضي الله عنه في صحيح مسلم. Just as this is affirmed authentically from the narration of عمر رضي الله عنه, which is in Sahih Bukhari. وإنما وجب أن تكون محبته صلى الله عليه وسلم أعظم من محبة النفس والوالد والولد والناس أجمعين. And is the reason, the only reason why it's an obligation that the love for the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be greater in the heart of a believer than his love for himself and for his parent and for his child and all of mankind. فَلِأَنَّ النِّعْمَةَ أَلَّتِي سَقَهَا اللَّهُ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ هِيَ نِعْمَةُ الْهِدَايَةِ لِلصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ نعمة الخروج من الظلمات إلى النور وهي أجل النعم وأعظمها لا يساويها نعمة ولا يماثلها نعمة. And this is because the blessing that Allah has brought to the Muslims at the hands of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the blessing of guidance to the straight path, the blessing of leaving darkness and coming to the light, and it is the most noble blessing and the greatest blessing, and no blessing is equal to it nor is even similar. And so this is the reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has sent him guidance, and it is by way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah has decreed that a person, he can have the mercy of Allah, and he, by following him in his guidance sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah has made all good in this life and the hereafter at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so therefore it's incumbent to love him more than we love our souls, and more than we love our spouses and our children and our wealth and all of mankind. So the Shaykh, he says now, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ وَالْعَلَامَةُ الْوَاضِحَةُ الْجَلِيَّةُ لِمَحَبَّتِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam اتِبَاعُ مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وَأَصْحَابُهُ الْكِرَامُ رضي الله عنهم. And the clear, manifest sign that one loves the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that one truly loves him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that they follow that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon, and his noble companions رضي الله عنهم. وذلك بتصديق الأخبار وامتثال الأوامر واجتناب النواهي وأن تكون العبادة لله مطابقة لما جاء في الكتاب والسنة. And this is by believing in the narrations that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, and by complying to his commandments and avoiding and staying away from his prohibitions, and making all of the worship for the sake of Allah in accordance to that which has come in the book and in the sunnah. And this is the summarization of the sign of true love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, وَفِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ آيَةٌ تُسَمَّى آيَةَ الْإِمْتِحَانِ تَدُلُّ عَلَى أَنَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يُقِيمَ الْبَيِّنَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And in the Noble Quran, there is a verse that is called the verse of the examination, which indicates that whoever loves Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it is incumbent for him to establish the proof for that. يجب عليه أن يقيم أن يقيم البينة على ذلك. It's an obligation for him to establish the proof for that, for that claim. وهي اتباع الكتاب والسنة والسير على ما كان عليه سلف الأمة. And that is by following the book and the sunnah, and traversing upon that which the salaf of this ummah were upon. وهي قول الله عز وجل. And is the statement of Allah the Most High. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you and forgive you your sins. And Allah, He is the most forgiving and most merciful. قال ابن كثير في تفسيره. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned in his tafsir of this verse, هذه الآية الكريمة حاكمة على كل من ادعى محبة الله وليس هو على الطريقة المحمدية. This noble verse here is a judge ruling against everyone who claims to love Allah and he is not upon the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبُ فِي دَعْوَاهُ فِي نَفْسِ الْأَمْرِ. Because indeed he's lying in his claim at the same time. In reality, he's lying in his claim. He claims that he loves Allah,
but he's not following the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِنَّهُ كَاذِبٌ فِي دَعْوَاهُ فِي نَفْسِ الْأَمْرِ. He is lying in his claim about this affair clearly. حَتَّى يَتَّبِعَ عَشَرِّ مُحَمَّدِي وَالدِّينِ النَّبُوِي فِي جَمِيعِ أَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ وَأَحْوَالِهِ. And he's lying, he's not truthful, until he follows the legislation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the prophetic religion, and weigh in all of his statements and actions and circumstances. كما ثبت في الصحيح عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال, just as it is established in the authentic narrations from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, that he said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an action that is not in accordance to our affair, meaning accordance to our deen, then it will be rejected. ولهذا قال, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله. And for this reason, Allah, he says, and say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. أي يحصل لكم فوق ما طلبتم من محبتكم إياه وهو محبته إياكم وهو أعظم من الأول. Meaning that you will obtain greater than what you are seeking, and he got greater than what you are seeking from you loving him, and that is that he will love you, and that is greater than the first one. You claim that you love Allah and you want to love Allah, but if you follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have greater than that, and that is that Allah will love you, and that is that Allah will love you. If you follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then truly you will love Allah at this time. This is the true love of Allah, by following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in doing that you will have greater than that, and that is that Allah will love you. And that is that Allah will love you. كما قال بعض العلماء الحكماء, just as some of the wise scholars have mentioned, ليس شأن أن تحب, إنما شأن أن تحب. The main affair is not that you love, but rather that you are loved. That you are loved. And so everyone can claim that they love, but are we beloved? But are we beloved? Everyone can claim that he loves Allah, but does Allah love us? But does Allah love us? So this is the real issue. Not about that we claim that we love Allah, but that Allah, he truly loves us. But that Allah, he truly loves us. This is the issue. This is the issue. This is a great, great advice and wisdom. لَيْسَ شَأْنُ أَن تُحِبْ إِنَّمَا شَأْنُ أَن تُحَبْ. He says, وَقَالَ الْحَسَنَ الْبَصْرِي وَغَيْرُهُ مِنَ السَّلَفِ زَعَمَ قَوْمٌ أَنَّهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَابْتَلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah and others from the Salaf, they mentioned that there were individuals who claimed that they love Allah. So therefore Allah, he tried them with this verse. فَقَالَ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِكُمُ اللَّهِ. So therefore he said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Allah, then follow me. And if you truly love Allah, then follow me, and then Allah will love you. The Shaykh, he says, Hafidhullah, وبدعة الاحتفال بمولده صلى الله عليه وسلم أحدثها الرافضة العبيديون والقدوة في ذلك النصارى الضالون الذين يحتفلون بميلاد عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام ويدل لكونها من البدع المحدثة ما يلي. It says, and the innovation of celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was introduced and innovated by the Rafida, and the worst of those who ascribe to al-Islam, al-Ubaydiyun, and the worst of the worst of them. And the worst of those who ascribe to al-Islam, and from the worst of them, are these people here, waliyadu billah, al-Ubaydiyun, and their role model in that, and whom they are following themselves in that, are the An-Nasara al-Dallun, are the misguided Christians, those who celebrate the birthday of Jesus alayhi salatu wassalam. That which indicates the fact that this is a newly introduced innovation is that which follows. He says, number one, أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَأْتِ عَنَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ أَنَّهُ احْتَفَلَ بِمَوْلِدِهِ وَلَا عَنَ الصَّحَابَةِ وَتَابِئِينَ وَأَتْبَاعَ تَابِئِينَ بَلْ مَضَتْ 300 سَنَةً لم يحصل فيها احتفال بمولده صلى الله عليه وسلم. The first thing is that it did not come from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he ever celebrated his birthday, nor from the companions or the tabi'in or the atba' tabi'in رضي الله عنهم. Rather, 300 years passed by and there was no mention or occurrence of the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. بل ولا ذكر فيها للموالد.
And rather, there's also no mention of any other birthdays likewise. People were not celebrating birthdays in the first 300 years after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not the Prophet's birthday sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor the birthday of anybody else.
وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَلِكَ سَائِغًا لَجَاءَتْ بِهِ السُّنَّةِ وَلَفَعَلُهُ أَصْحَابُ الْقُرُونَ الْمُفَضَّرَةِ وَهُمَ السَّابِقُونَ إِلَّا كُلِّ خَيْرٍ.
He said, and if this was something permissible, then the Sunnah would have come with this. I need to clarify that. And likewise, those people in those first three noble, virtuous generations, they would have performed that likewise, because they're the first and foremost to proceed in doing all good.
وَلَيْسَ مِنَ الْمَعْقُولِ وَلَا الْمَقْبُولِ أَنْ يُحْجَبَ حَقٌ عَنْ أَهْلِ الْقُرُونِ الثَّلَاثَ الْمُفَضَّلَةِ فَلَا يَظْفَرُونَ بِهِ وَيَظْفَرُ بِهِ مَنْ جَاءُ مِنَ الْقَرْنِ الرَّابِعِ وَمَنْ بَعْدِهُ.
And it's not even something that can be understood, nor would it ever be accepted, to believe that the truth was concealed and hidden from the people of those first three most virtuous generations, and they were not able to obtain it. Yet people who came in the fourth generation after them, they were able to obtain this great truth and find it that they were not able to find. Number two,
أنه داخل تحت قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم,
that it is included under the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, that whoever introduces into this affair of ours, into this affair of ours, that which is not from it, then it is rejected. Then it is rejected.
رواه البخاري ومسلم. وفي لفظ لمسلم, and in one wording by Muslim, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد.
And whoever does an action that is not in accordance to our affair, then it is rejected.
وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر حديث البعض ابن سارية رضي الله عنه,
and the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in the last of the hadith of Al-Ibad ibn Sariya radiyallahu anhu, إياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة.
You must beware of the newly introduced affairs, and indeed every newly introduced affair in the religion is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance.
رواه أبو داود واللفظ له والترمذي وقال هذا حديث حسن صحيح ونقل الشيخ الألباني في الإرواء تصحيحه عن جمع من العلماء,
and affirming that this narration is authentic.
وفي صحيح مسلم عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا خطب يوم الجمعة قال أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل بدعة ضلالة.
And indeed, likewise, it is collected in Sahih Muslim from the Hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhuma that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would give the sermon on the day of Jumu'ah, he would say, amma ba'd, as to that which follows. فَإِنَّ خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, that indeed the best speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها,
and the worst of all affairs are the newly introduced issues in the religion, وكل بدعة ضلالة, and every innovation is misguidance. The Shaykh says, ولا يعتذر لمن يحتفلون بالمولد النبوي بأن قصدهم طيب,
and those who celebrate the prophetic birthday, they do not have an excuse saying that they have good intentions. The fact that they say, oh, well, our intentions are good, even if they were to confess, no, they didn't do it. Not in the first, nor the second, nor the third generation. It's unknown. But we have good intentions. This is not an excuse for them.
He says, لِأَنَّهُ لَبُدَّ مَعْ حُسْنَ الْقَصْدِ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْعَمَلُ مُطَابِقًا لِلسُّنَّةِ.
Because along with having a good intention, the action also must be in accordance to the sunnah.
كَمَا فِي حَدِيثِ الصَّحَابِ أَلَذِي ذَبَحَ أضحيته قبل صلاة العيد ليؤكل لحمها بعد الصلاة,
just as is in the narration of that noble companion who slaughtered his udhiyah before the salah, so that the meat of his udhiyah will be the first to be eaten after salah.
وكان قصده حسنا,
يعني the uncle of البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه, he had slaughtered his sheep before the salah. After the salat of Eid, Adha, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he mentioned that whoever slaughtered before salah, that whoever slaughtered before salah, فشاته شات لحم, whoever slaughtered before the salah, then his sheep is just for food, and it's not an action of worship, and he did not fulfill the sacred rite of the udhiyah.
So whenever the uncle of Al-Bara' رضي الله عنه, he heard that, he stood up
And he said that he had slaughtered his early before the salah, and he had done that hastening to do the good because he wanted his offering to be the first to be eaten from on the day of Eid. And he had a wonderful and a beautiful intention. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Shaykh is going to mention, he said to him, "Shatuka shatu lahm." He was not excused. He says, وَكَانَ قَصْدُهُ حَسَنًا. And this man, he had a good intention. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ شَاتُكَ شَاتُ لَحَمْ. Your sheep is a sheep for food only. It's a sheep for meat. Meaning it was not performed properly. Therefore, it's not accepted as the sacred rites of that action of worship of the Ulhiyah. It's just a regular animal that was slaughtered for food, like normally. Like normally, not for the Eid. Not for the Eid. He says, "Yani anna halaysad udhiyah," meaning it's not an udhiyah. It's not from the sacred rites of the slaughtering. "Yani halubi had qabr al waqt," because it was slaughtered before the proper time. Before the proper time. So the point is here, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly did not excuse this person, along with the fact that it's very clear that he had a good intention, but he did not perform the action of worship according to the sunnah. So therefore, he's not excused. He's not excused. And also these people here, they're not excused. وَالْحَدِيثُ رَوَهُ Bukhari wa Muslim. And this narration is found in Bukhari and Muslim. قَالَ الْحَافِذُ فِي شَرْحِ الْحَدِيثِ فِي الْفَتْحِ. And Hafidh ibn Hajar, he mentioned about the explanation of this narration in الْفَتْحِ. قَالَ الشَّيْخُ أَبُو مُحَمَّدْ ibn أَبِي جَمْرَ وَفِيهِ أَنَ الْعَمَلَ وَإِنْ وَافَقَ نِيَةً حَسَنَةً لَمْ يَصِحَّ إِلَّا إِذَا وَافَقَ الشَّرْ. Al-Shaykh Abu Muhammad ibn Abi Jamrah, he mentioned that in this narration is a clarification that an action, even if it has accordance with the good intention, it is not considered correct until likewise it is in accordance with the legislation. Any meaning with the laws of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَدُلُّ لِذَلِكَ أَيْضًا مَا فِي سُنَنِ الدَّارِمِ بِإِسْنَادٍ صَحِيحٍ أَنَّ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ بِنْ مَسْعُودٍ رضي الله عنه جاء إلى أناس متحلقين في المسجد وبأيديهم حصى وفيهم رجل يقول كبروا مئة فيكبرون مئة يعدون بالحصى ويقول هللوا مئة سبحوا مئة كذلك فوقف عليهم فقال. And also that which indicates this as well as that which is correct in Sunan Ad-Darimi, with an authentic chain, a chain that is sahih and correct, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he came to some people who are sitting in circles in the masjid, or gathered in circles in a masjid. In their hands they have rocks, little stones or pebbles. And amongst them is a man, he's saying, say Allahu Akbar 100 times. And then they're saying Allahu Akbar 100 times, and they're counting it with the pebbles. And then he says, say La ilaha illallah 100 times. Say Subhanallah 100 times. And he's doing like this, and they're following him, and they're all counting with pebbles or stones. So therefore, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he stood with them. فَقَالَ مَا هَذَا الَّذِي أَرَاكُمْ تَسْنَعُونَ. He said, what is this I see that you are doing? قَالُوا يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ حَصَى نَعُدُّ بِهِ التَّكْبِيرُ وَالتَّهْلِيلُ وَالتَّحْبِيرُ. He said, they said, oh, Abu Abdul Rahman, these are just small stones that we are counting the takbir and the tahleel and the tasbih by way of. We're counting the praises of Allah with these stones. قَالَ فَعُدُّ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ فَأَنَا ظَامِنٌ أَلَّا يَضِيعَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِكُمْ شَيْءٌ. He said, you should count your bad deeds, because I guarantee that your good deeds will not be neglected whatsoever. وَيْحَكُمْ يَا أُمَّةَ مُحَمَّدْ مَا أَسْرَعَ حَلَكَتَكُمْ وَهَؤُلَاءِ صَحَابَةُ نَبِيِّكُمْ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُتَوَافِرُونَ وَهَذِهِ ثِيَابُهُ لَمْ تَبْلَ وَأَنِيَتُهُ لَمْ تُكْسَرْ وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ إنكم لعلى ملة هي أهدى من ملة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومفتتح باب ضلالا. So he said, ويحكم يا أمة محمد, how quickly are you falling into destruction? And here you have the companions of your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم present in abundance, يعني available, and his garments still have not worn out, and his vessels have not broken, meaning that is, he did not pass long ago, and the companions are still alive and present. And here you are, yani, introducing these innovations and doing these affairs. He said, I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand, that you are either on a path that is better than the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or you are all opening up a gateway to misguidance. قَالُوا وَاللَّهِ يَا أَبَا عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ مَا أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْخَيْرِ. They said, we swear by Allah, O Abu Abdu Rahman, we only intended to do good. قَالَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَكَمْ مِنْ مُرِيدٍ لِلْخَيْرِ لَمْ يُسِيبَهُ. And then he told them, how many times will a person intend to do good, but he will not obtain it? And this is the shahid, that these people, they intend to do good, but that's not sufficient, and it will not be enough to intend to do good to achieve good. Rather, a person, he also has to follow the good way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam along with the good intention. And then he can achieve all of the good bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So then he says, وَرَوَى مُسْلِمٌ فِي صَحِيحِهِ فِي حَدِيثٍ طَوِيلٍ عَنْ أَبِي قَتَادَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَفِيهِ. And Imam Muslim, he narrated in his authentic collection in a long narration by Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, and in it was su'ila an sawmi yawm al-ithnain, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked about fasting on the day of al-ithnain, Monday. Qala dhalika yawmun wulidtu fihi wa yawmun bu'ithtu aw unzila alayya fihi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that is the day that I was born and the day that I received prophethood or the revelation came to me. Wa la ta'alluqa bihi lil muhtafilina بمولده صلى الله عليه وسلم لأنه يدل على استحباب صوم يوم الاثنين وهو مستحب في السنة كلها. So he says, and the people who are celebrating the birthday of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they have no attachment to this. They cannot use this likewise of it as an evidence as well, because this indicates here that it's recommended to fast on Monday, and this is something that's recommended all throughout the year, every Monday of the whole year. Every Monday of the whole year, not just one Monday. It's a sunnah that's recommended throughout the whole year. وَهَذَا بِخِلَافِ, and there's a mistake here, وَاللَّهُ عَلَمْ, and a typo. وَهَذَا بِخِلَافِ حَالِهِمْ مِنْ الْأَكْلِ فِي احْتِفَالَاتِهِمْ, and this is contrary to their circumstance whenever they're eating and the likes and their celebration. وَقَالَ الشَّيْخُ عُمَرِ بْنْ عَلِي الْفَاكِهَانِ الْمَالِكِ فِي الْمَوْلِدِ فِي عَمْرِ الْمَوْلِدِ كما في الحاوي الفتاوى للسيوطي لا أعلم لهذا المولد أصلا في كتاب ولا سنة ولم ينقل عمله عن أحد من علماء الأمة الذين هم القدوة في الدين المتمسكون بآثار المتقدمين بل هو بدعة أحدثها البطالون والشحوة النفس اعتنى بها الأكالون. He says here that it's been that indeed Umar ibn Ali al-Fakihani al-Maliki, he mentioned in his book about the celebration of the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also which is mentioned by the fatawa of al-Suyuti. He says, I do not know that this birthday, and he meaning the celebration, has any origin in the book or in the sunnah, and any evidence that could be relied upon in the book or in the sunnah. And it was not transmitted. This action was not transmitted from any of the scholars of the Ummah, those who are role models to be followed in the religion, those who are known for holding fast to the narrations of those who had proceeded from the first generations. Rather, it is an innovation that has been introduced by the Battalun, and this is desires of the people who just have concern with eating. And the Battalun, the people who have nothing better to do. And the people, the Akkalun, yani those who just want to party and eat. The people who want to party and have a good time and they have nothing better to do and they want to just laugh it up and joke, they're taking advantage of this. This is another party for them. The Shaykh, he says, وَأَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنْ يُوَفِّقَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فِي كُلِّ كَانٍ لِاتِّبَاعِ السُنَّةِ والسير على ما كان عليه سلف الأمة إنه جواد كريم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The Shaykh, he says, حفظه الله, and I ask Allah the Most High to give the Muslim success in every land to follow the Sunnah and to verse upon that which the Salaf of this Ummah were upon. Indeed, he is the most generous and kind. And then he sent the salutations and the prayers of peace and blessing upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that we close. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.